Item number nine, please.
Item number nine, Org Unit 1800, Land Sales, Non-Departmental, page 383.
There's someone doing all that. Bank is taking the little man.
Is there anyone here for land sales? Or we talked somewhat about that during economic and community development. Economic development.
Mr. Chairman, would you like me to do a brief overview? Or
please, because I see a lot of items on a list on 384. I see a lot of priority order of a list of 20 particular items. Go ahead, Mr. Fletch.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. As has been described before, there is no actual revenue budgeted in the land sales org unit. The revenue is zero. However, we do anticipate, based on the adopted payment plan, that UW-Milwaukee Foundation will be making their required payment based on the payment schedule of $5 million in early 2014. And then in addition, the proceeds from the sale of the hotel development on the grounds, their payment schedule requires them to pay, I believe it's 75% of whatever they receive to the county, and that would take the payments off the back end of their payment schedule. So we believe that roughly $5.6 to $5.7 million will be coming in. We did not want to budget that, basically due to the memory of what happened in, I believe, 2011. But we did want to account for these funds and basically provide funding for some fairly critical projects for maintenance, as you see basically at the top of the list, and also some efficiency initiatives that we received from departments during the request phase. Those include the real property inventory, the highways maintenance billing, the two staffing studies in IMSD and facilities management, lighting retrofits in the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, the Office of the Medical Examiner, and then also some other items such as additional major maintenance funding, HVAC improvements, the workforce development project, and the software migration for the Federated Library System. I believe towards the end of last week, the memo with some more detail on each of those projects was provided. So at this point, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
I appreciate the memo. Still looking at some of that. I still don't fully appreciate, and hopefully you can explain, why the benefit of sort of this off-budget budgeting. I mean, I heard you relative to, you know, some danger of counting on it and not realizing it. But whenever we've talked, administration seems to be, you know, 100% sure we're getting it, or at least 90% of it. And yet, it seems like a lot of the departments who are plugged into this are really counting on that one-time thing, whatever it's paying for. It seems to be really important whenever they're talking about their project. So it concerns me that we've done it in this way, and I'd like to better understand the benefit of this off. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like this off-budget.
Sure. Supervisors, this item brought up kind of a unique circumstance. Obviously, I think if we hadn't had the experience we had in 2011, where we had plugged the revenue in with the projects, you know, basically assuming we're going to get it, you might see it budgeted and just say, you know, we're going to get it and this is what it'll be used for. We considered most of these projects along with the overarching capital process. So in a lot of cases, you know, we looked at the first tier of projects, the first tier priority. We included in the recommended capital budget because those were kind of the top priority. And then the next tier down, basically is how we plugged in these projects, knowing that there's a 90 to 95% probability that we'll receive it. You feel comfortable saying, you know, we know these are important, and so we'll put these here. However, the items that are in the actual recommended capital budget are the top priority ones that we absolutely want to have done. No questions about it. So this certainly, you know, the history behind this and you know, not knowing 100%, being mostly certain that you're going to receive the funding kind of made it one of those difficult, one of those interesting things to budget, if you will. I mean, in theory, we could have simply budgeted the revenue and the expenditure and sort of had the same rules around it, whereas if for some reason we only got $3 million, then maybe the priority would be the same. But just it's partially because of the history and things like that that we chose this method.
And by virtue of it being off budget in this way, it would, in fact, come before us when those revenues are received. You would then have to get subsequent validation that this is how it would be spent, or what would be, what's the anticipated or the expected process?
I think, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, as the language lays out, in theory what we had described is that once we receive funding from UW-Milwaukee, our office would do the fund transfer. This would provide our office the authority to do that. It's referred to as a DOS-only fund transfer, which is usually approved through a mechanism like this or in a resolution to say, here's a policy that we're going to do, and when it's implemented, you know, DOS take care of the fund transfer. So that is how this would be laid out, is basically telling our office, once this revenue comes in whichever level, process the fund transfer for these departments, and then those departments would then have the authority to spend. So that's how it's currently laid out.
Okay. I don't predict it making it through in that form. Doesn't this method of budgeting for it then also skew our year-to-year comparisons when such a high number of capital projects are being accomplished through this cash financing method not showing up on the budget? And then when we're going to look at this in 15 and compare it to 14 or whatever year, you're not going to see it it won't show up in the 14 budget because it's not actually budgeted there. So in comparisons, won't it create problems for us?
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors, Vince Masterson, DOS Fiscal Affairs. Yes, you are correct in the sense that there are projects when you're comparing the adopted to adopted, you would have that. I think you bring up a good point in terms of wanting to track all the capital projects to get a full picture of what's included. So I think as part of kind of similarly to what we did in the exec's intro for the capital, we cited all the projects. So, for instance, this year we also cited the unspent bonds that was part of the July cycle. That were 14 projects that were part of the original requests, but then became current year 2013 projects. So although not included in the 2014 adopted budget, since they became current year projects in 2013 through board action, we still want to recognize that so at least policymakers were aware that, hey, we did have these 14 requested projects. We moved them up and made them 2013 current year projects. So I think similarly, you'd want to note that in the introduction again for next year's capital budget as well.
Okay. All right. I'm good for now. Thanks.
Supervisor Jersey.
To the extent any of these don't get funded, then what happens to them?
Chairman, Supervisors, if they don't get funded, they would just basically go back into the into the hopper again through the request cycle. So, for instance, for 15, if there are capital projects, again, not all of these that are in the land sale were determined to be capital. County Executive's recommended budget on page 12 kind of has that outline and breaks that out. But if they were not included, they would basically go back in the hopper. And I think the departments would put that back into the mix and determine with all their other capital projects, along with the regular review process, what projects then would be prioritized higher or lower and then be requested for the subsequent budget year.
Can you identify which of these projects could have been done with capital funding? And which of them require cash funding? Can you do that?
I can do that, but it would just, if you give me a day, I could,
sure.
I could do that.
That's fine. I am going to request that. Which of these projects could be capital funded? And which of them are cash funding? Well, funding is capital. Cash versus fund. You know, Supervisor Lipscomb calls this an off-budget budget. I call it having your cake and eating it too. You know, we've talked about for years not budgeting land sales, and in fact, we were told that's good auditing practice to receive the land sales first and then make plans for it. So this is a way of, you know, not budgeting for it, but budgeting for it, or not having capital monies that you're going to plan for that you may not have the money for. It's a way of doing both at the same time. I guess, you know, it's maybe a way to get it out faster. If that's what we're doing, if we're getting out the door faster, I guess I'm for that. We just need, as policymakers, to know that this is going to be the priority for the monies. And, you know, from my viewpoint, if you can do, I don't have the same philosophy that this county exec seems to have for capital projects. There is a reason for debt service in county government because you spread costs out over time. So for something like, you know, an HVAC system that's going to last for 10 years to spread the payments out over 10 years may make some sense instead of doing a cash funding for a project like that. So we'll see if this is the list, I guess, at the end of the day. But just so all of us are going to understand the fact that when we receive the payments from these real estate, and you have identified them, and I appreciate that, that we understand immediately that the money's going out the door, and we better get this straightened out right now in budget, because we won't have ability to you know, to complain or change about it later. So I'll want that, please. If we could just you know, document that request, and then we'll see where we end up with this in budget.
Did you get the request? Thank you. Supervisor Lipscomb?
I'm sorry, one other question. The absent a budget provision like this doing something different, I believe the current policy on land sales is 25% to the Economic Development Fund. Is that, obviously this would trump that was passed in resolution establishing the Economic Development Fund. It was passed outside of budget. Ever since it's been passed, we've done it differently because it was directed in budget. But that still remains the policy. In my understanding, was there any analysis of whether the Economic Development Fund should, whether we should continue to add to that, or we've forgotten about it?
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. I'll attempt to answer the question. In terms of whether or not that was looked at, I can't necessarily speak to that. The resolution that you're speaking towards is one that was, just for some context, I'm not the year that it was actually passed by the county board was 2011,
I believe. So, wait, I'm sorry, maybe. I'll have to go back and look at it. But subsequent to that, we then funded the Economic Development Fund in budget as one of the first, well, it was the second million. First million went to Ready to Work, second million went to the Economic Development Fund. And so I guess that would be 2011. I believe it would have been October of 2011. So it was done before the budget. The budget then provided its first funding, but we seem to have since then forgotten about it. I believe nothing happened in 13.
Sure. I'll speak to part of it, and then Mr. Fudge, I guess, can speak to the other part. In regards to the 2012 adopted budget, that essentially is the one-time funding, so you have to include that specific language year over year. Now, in terms, relative terms to the actual resolution, I guess I would, Mr. Fudge, you can attempt that one.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. The short answer is that, yes, this would, as a newly passed, if it were to go through in this format, this would basically trump that and say that this is where those funds will go.
It trumps it relative to the first $5.6 million. And then there's the statement, any revenues realized in excess is placed in appropriation for contingency. So even if additional revenue, for instance, the O'Donnell transaction, nothing would be applied according to the existing policy. This would be the
so Mr. Chairman.
I believe the exec actually signed the Economic Development Fund resolution. So it's interesting to me that there would be no desire to follow up on that at any level, even after the first $5.6 million. Chairman. I'm done, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Are we finished with that, sir?
I think so.
Next item, please.